Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Barnes on the right wing to Castle. Good pump fake. Pulls up in the mid-range. Air ball, but Curry's got it. There's still time. Minute 45 to go. Steal by Castle. Curry had the ball knocked away. And a turnover. The Warriors coming at the worst time. Well, Golden State scored their lowest to second half point total of the season, 44 points. And it's 6-1 way, half the other, however you want to phrase it. The Warriors did some things in the second half, I thought, that played into the hands of the Spurs. And they did look a little fatigued with their decision-making, not getting back on defense, not paying enough attention to detail on defense. But all that said, San Antonio forced a lot of that with their hustle. Wembanyama got into rhythm in the second half, and that was a huge difference in the game, his rim protection. And the Warriors didn't respond well when they ran into some adversity in this contest. Now, again, you're 16 games in, the record's 12-4. To have kicked away this game, you could say, was it kicked away, was it taken away? Either way, to lose this game at this point, you know, a bad loss, well, it's probably the first or maybe the second bad loss of the season. When you lose in Cleveland, and Cleveland shot the ball the way they did, you weren't going to beat them on that night anyway. The Clippers seem to be a bad matchup for the Warriors because now they've lost to the Clippers twice, but turnovers have a lot to do with that, and I think the Warriors will clean that up in the final two meetings with the LAC. Tonight, again, a combination, Spurs playing better, getting some hustle, getting some really good minutes out of some of their players. I thought that even though he was a minus four, I thought Harrison Barnes was really good throughout the course of the night. Wembanyama was good. Their rookie, Castle, looks like he is a player that's going to make them very happy for years to come. Chris Paul is Chris Paul. And they got some really solid play from their bench. You know, guys like Mamukelashvili was solid with what he did. And they didn't lose anything when he was on the floor. You know, Blake Wesley, I thought the Warriors didn't defend him well. They ran at him far too much. You know, he's not a shooter. You got to give him some room because he's very quick with the ball. But that said, again, I thought San Antonio did some things to take this game away. The Warriors definitely, I thought, in the fourth quarter kind of ran off the emotional tank. You know, when they hit the gas down a bucket, down six, you could see there wasn't much there. And they weren't making the kind of crisp passes and judgments that they were in the first half. So the Warriors lose. They go to 12-4. They split this two-game set, which maybe at the beginning you might have said, okay, maybe if they can split these two, considering the fact that they left late into New Orleans, considering the fact that they had a late arrival here tonight and is a situation where the Warriors, I thought, you know, had some really good moments, but not enough of them. And their bench, which has been good all year long, didn't play that well tonight. 36 bench points. They averaged 54. Didn't really get it done from the field. Moses Moody was 2 of 8. Pajemski 0 for 3. They were a combined 4 for 14 from the three-point line off the bench. And they've been so good all year long that you kind of take it for granted. So tonight was not a night for the Warrior bench. If you're looking at the Spurs long-term, and you look at the injuries, the guys who didn't play, who are going to make a difference, Keldon Johnson, who's been a really good player for him. Steve Kerr coached him in the Olympics. Devin Vassell out with a bone bruise. He's another player that will be in their rotation and somebody to be wary of. But long-term, Wembanyama, Castle, those are the two guys automatically that you keep. I think a lot of the decisions they'll make the rest of the year will determine the fates of guys like Zach Collins, Trey Jones, Malachi Branham, Blake Wesley. But the Spurs, during their championship run, got a lot of players paid. A lot of guys left here and got nice contracts somewhere else. The Warriors have done that with a couple of players as well. And so it's just the matter of, you know, teams will look at a player in a winning culture, winning organization, say, hey, maybe he can help bring that to us. And so I think you'll see a couple of these guys maybe move on and get some nice contracts elsewhere. For the Warriors, again, I think you just kind of chalk this one up as part of the 82. and get ready for finally a couple of home games without going on the road. The Warriors will not get, after tonight's flight, they don't get on a plane until the day after Thanksgiving. So that's a really good thing to have in their back pocket. They've been doing a lot of traveling so far in the early part of the season. So it'll be nice when the Warriors get to play a bunch of home games. Well, tonight for Golden State, 20 points from Andrew Wiggins. He's been really good. Four straight games, 20 or more. It ties his longest streak as a Golden State Warrior, and he was definitely the best player on this road trip for Golden State. Both nights, he got the Warriors off to a good start. Both nights, he was solid and good all the way through. And so I think that's a really nice sign for Golden State. When Andrew Wiggins is playing well enough to be their number two scorer on a consistent basis, that's when this team does well. And it's good to see him have the kind of success. It's been a rough couple of years for him, and you're kind of happy for the guy to see him do that well. So Andrew Wiggins is somebody to keep an eye on here in the next few weeks. The Warriors will certainly, I think, benefit from his two-way play. He's a really good player on both sides of the floor, and they're going to do really well with him there.